One of the side benefits of being a published scientist and a laboratory owner is it gives me a really deep understanding of the mechanisms that the globalists are using to achieve anti-human depopulation, because they use the same methods against people that they use against other, quote, pests, including weeds or animal pests. So, for example, if you look at glyphosate and the way that glyphosate works to kill plants, it doesn't kill the plant directly. It doesn't destroy the leaves or the stems or the flowers of the plant. It doesn't attack photosynthesis. It's not a kinetic attack. What glyphosate does is it destroys the roots of the plant. When the roots are destroyed, the plant can no longer absorb nutrition, and then the plant dies. And that is exactly what the globalists are doing to humanity right now with the engineered shutdown of the food infrastructure. So they know they don't have to round people up and put them on railroad cars and stuff them into Holocaust ovens or shoot them all or whatever. All they have to do is shut down the food supply, which is just like killing the roots to the plant, and then humanity dies from starvation. So they use the exact same methods. There's something else. Think about the way that modern, quote, science, or even the USDA, how does the USDA kill animals that they think are too numerous? So when they have too high of a population of, let's say, like blackbirds or wild hogs or whatever it is, whatever they're trying to get rid of. And the USDA kills millions of animals a year, by the way. They do it through mass poisoning. And they'll often either set out bait or drop it from airplanes, a bait that smells like food, looks like food to the animal, even tastes like food, but it contains a chemical. And the chemical causes the animal to bleed out internally and die. And they do this with wild hogs, and the name of the chemical they use is sodium nitrite. And if you're wondering, whoa, that's crazy, because you read that ingredient in bacon for people. And it's in hot dogs. It's in beef jerky. It's in the ham that's in canned soups. It's in the pepperoni that's on pepperoni pizza. It's in lunch meat. It's all over packaged and processed meat. Sodium nitrite, it's the exact same chemical. You can look this up. Just go to your favorite search engine like Brave Search, which is search.brave.com, by the way, and look up USDA poisoning wild hogs with sodium nitrite. And you'll see that's an actual USDA program. So poisoning the food supply is a method of population control. And anytime the government feels like, well, there are too many of that thing around, they will find a way to kill that thing off. And what has shifted now is that they've declared that there are too many people. So all of the technology, like glyphosate, you know, molecular science, genetic engineering, poisoning the food supply, you know, mimicking flavors and tastes to get people to eat poison and so on, all of that technology, which comes out of agri-science or food science, is now being applied to killing you, to killing off humanity. And that's why we have artificial flavors, artificial colors, to make it look like food, to make it taste like food, while that same food is laced with pesticides and herbicides and glyphosates and chemical castration herbicides such as atrazine, for example, which causes infertility. It actually causes transgenderism. Atrazine is known as a chemical castrator or a gender bender chemical, by the way. Well known for that. So that's what's in our food supply now, because they're trying to achieve infertility. They're trying to achieve destruction of the family, destruction of heterosexual reproduction. And these are exact same tactics that they use against animals. So we, in the eyes of the globalists, we are now the animals or the pests on planet Earth, and they're trying to get rid of the pests. And they have all these technologies in order to achieve that. Now think about the wild hogs and ask yourself, which wild hogs survive this onslaught attempt? And it's the wild hogs that sniff the food, the fake food, you know, the poison bait. They sniff at it and they go, huh, not quite right. Not exactly real food here. Something is off. And they say, no, I'm not going to eat that. I mean, it's in the shape of a cube, for God's sake. That doesn't look natural. And instead, the wild hog goes and eats wild onions or whatever else they're chewing on. And then that hog lives. Well, that's the same as growing your own food. Or even buying organic food at the grocery store, fresh produce, things like that. If you avoid the processed food, you avoid a whole lot of the poison that is intentionally added to the food supply with the purpose of killing you or causing infertility, but definitely causing cancer and so on. Oh, and don't forget, they also use vaccines to kill off animals as well, just like they're using vaccines to achieve a massive depopulation of the human race. So all these medicines and food science interventions, they all have the same purpose. But if you want to avoid the death cult that's being pushed in the name of science, and you want to survive this, it's very simple. Don't eat the food that they tell you to eat. Don't take the shots they tell you to take. Don't swallow the pills they tell you to swallow, right? It's very simple. Everything that they tell you to do, you do the opposite. Don't wear the masks. Don't practice social distancing. But then do take vitamin D. Do take quercetin. Do take vitamin C. Do grow your own food. Preserve your own food using natural preservation methods. Become more self-reliant. Make smoothies. You know, be the person that will survive this onslaught. Now, whether we're talking about pigs or grasshoppers or beetles or humans, most living systems will just gladly eat whatever's put in front of them. Yum, yum, yum. Look at this delicious food in a box. And they'll just eat it. And it's laced with poison, and it will kill them or make them infertile or give them cancer or a premature death. And they don't even have any knowledge of that. And even if they did, they might not care. So we live in a world where most living creatures will eat themselves to death as long as it tastes good. And if you go out to your average Walmart and just look around, you will see some of these creatures pushing carts, loading it up with processed junk food and ice cream and really cheap frozen pizzas. Oh, speaking of that, if you want to see these creatures in all their glory, go to a dollar store that has a frozen food section. In fact, I intend to do this as an experiment to put this on camera. I'm going to go to a dollar store. I'm going to buy the cheapest, like $1.25 frozen pizza or $1.25 frozen meal. Whatever is the cheapest frozen garbage possible. I want to buy some of that and go over it on camera and just read the ingredients and look at it and maybe cook some of it up and just observe. Like, look at this. This is crazy. But people are there buying that stuff. And, you know, at some level, you can't blame certain people because, well, there's massive inflation and they're going broke and they're trying not to die from starvation. So, you know, the government makes sure that the only food that people can afford tends to be food that's highly, highly processed. And, you know, they have corn subsidies and sugar subsidies and all these things. So the food that you get is not nutritious. So I can't assign 100% blame to the people, but the vast majority of people, they wouldn't eat healthy even if it were affordable. So they do deserve most of the blame. For example, if you gave away organic broccoli at a grocery store, like, look, it's organic, it's good for you, it's full of, you know, calcium and protein and sulforaphane and anti-cancer nutrients. Look, it's organic broccoli. Have some. I guarantee you the vast majority of grocery shoppers would say, broccoli, yuck, yeah, I don't want broccoli. Give me the Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts. Here, I have a 50-cent coupon. You know, that's all they're into is whatever's the craziest, tastiest, junkiest, malnourishing food. So price is only one factor, but knowledge is another factor. This is one of the reasons that I was banned off the internet even before Alex Jones was, by the way. I was banned earlier because I was teaching people how to eat healthy and how to not need pharmaceuticals and how to not need vaccines, how to not need cancer treatments and so on. Teaching people about nutrition, how to grow your own food, how to make superfood smoothies, how to have anti-cancer nutrients from aloe vera and so on. That's why I was banned. It had nothing to do with politics, but it had everything to do with the fact that I was teaching people how to not be victims of the food poisoning system that is designed to achieve infertility and depopulation. So the summary in all of this is to just realize that the system of, well, so-called scientists and governments and globalists, they see you as a pest. They see the human population as overpopulated, and they've just taken all the same techniques and poisons that they developed over the years to use against ants and, I don't know, wild hogs and insects and everything else. They've taken all that and just applied it now to us. They've contaminated the food supply. They've put infertility chemicals into the foods. They've laced the vaccines with basically death concoctions disguised as mRNA interventions. That's why people are dying from clots. They've poisoned everything that they think consumers rely on. So you as a consumer, in realizing that, you have to make far more intelligent choices about what you choose to consume. And wherever possible, you need to consume things that are off-grid. So, for example, don't drink the city water. You already know that. But can you drink off-grid water, rainwater? And I know there are chemicals even in the rainwater, but you can filter those out with a carbon block filter. And rainwater is still by far the cleanest water, especially after you filter it. It's very, very clean, the cleanest that you can get. Same thing with food. Instead of going through the grocery store and buying up all the processed packaged foods, you can instead decide to grow some of your own food, or you can purchase organic foods, fresh produce, and simple foods like lentils and beans and so on that tend not to be processed at all. Or even fresh meat instead of processed meat, by the way. If you just get fresh meat, it doesn't have the sodium nitrite in it. That's a death chemical, a cancer chemical. And when it comes to personal care products, get off-grid. Don't buy that crap sold at your grocery store or Walmart or Target stores or even Costco. Trust me, everything that you wash your laundry with or that you put on your skin, your hair conditioner, your shampoo, your deodorant, body lotions, all that stuff, it's full of toxic, cancer-causing death chemicals on purpose. It's all laced with that stuff. I mean, this is why I developed a deodorant product, baking soda with colloidal silver with thymol, a personal deodorant product that we sell at the Health Ranger store right now, because it's just simple ingredients. In fact, I think in one podcast, I explained how to make it yourself. It's very easy to make. And it's simple. It's pure. It doesn't have any of these toxic chemicals in it, like the toxic fragrance chemicals or cancer-causing chemicals. None of that stuff. You can make your own deodorants. You can use simple soaps and body soaps to wash your body. We sell those too at healthrangerstore.com, or you can get them, you know, I don't know, somewhere else, but get clean stuff. Throw out all the fragrances, throw out the garbage that's in your pantry, throw out the garbage in your bathroom. I know people who think they live a healthy life, and then I find out they're putting all these toxic products on their bodies, heavily scented, high fragrance stuff. Hey, you're just being culled with basically insecticides. You're being treated like a cockroach infestation, and they put all the chemicals into the food, into the body lotions, into the shampoo, into the air fresheners, everything. They're killing you like they kill cockroaches or rats or rodents, whatever. So the way to survive this is to stop taking in the poison. It's the food, it's the water, it's the drugs, it's the pharmaceuticals, vaccines, and like I said, personal care products. So I hope you found this useful. You got to get clean if you want to have a future. It's very simple. And I teach clean food and clean living and how to have longevity and health and good cognitive function and neuroprotective substances, all of that. That's what I teach primarily at naturalnews.com. Sign up for our email newsletter. You can watch my documentaries and all the work I've done over the years at brighteon.com. And just check out, use the search function on naturalnews.com. You can search for articles on all these topics and much more. I think you'll find it really fascinating. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you. Get prepared, get safe, get clean. And through that, we have a shot of making it through all this collapse and mass death that's being thrust upon us. We can get through. Not everybody else is going to get through, but those who are in the know can survive. Thank you for listening.